Then you settled down where?
Oh, that was be too easy. I've never lived anywhere that I've heard of the place before. Now, my husband is from New York. And even though I'm married to an American citizen, I had to stay in Canada 6 months. He was then managing a store with a company called Lens. By the time I came to New York, he was transferred to Charlotte, North Carolina. Never heard of it before. But here, his parents picked me up and showed me New York, Statue of Liberty and all this. And then we drove to Charlotte. Well, all I knew about American South is from reading. Scarlett O'Hara, here I come. You know, it was that kind of a naive feeling, but a beautiful feeling. So we were in Charlotte. From Charlotte, we moved back to New York, and from there to Amarillo, Texas, where my son, Steve Unterman, was born. From Amarillo, we were transferred to Pampa in the panhandle of Texas. You know where Pampa is? Mm-hmm. It is in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And we lived in Pampa and then in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. In those days, companies moved their store managers like the Army does. It was always to be an advancement.
What kind of store was this?
This was a junior department store.
And the name again was?
In those days. Lynn's.
Lynn's. So then?
And then when we came back to New York, and my husband, when he was in Germany, I mean, he just talked about New York. Oh, you know, this great, great city. And it is a great city. But we realized that wouldn't be where we wanted to settle. I mean, I was in a state of shock coming from the Black Forest area of Germany to New York. But, oh, I adapt easily. It was an exciting time. We were young. What did we have to lose? Whenever we moved, we had nothing. You know, we eventually bought a car. And then he got to know someone who owned Levine's department store. And we went to Amarillo and Pine Bluff and Tulsa with Levine's. It was a small department store way out north, Pine and Cincinnati, something like that, up there. What happened then, once we came to Tulsa, this was where we were going to stay. Everything about the city appealed to us. To me, the trees, green country is true. And we stayed here. They wanted to transfer us again. We said, no, our son just turned 5 and started kindergarten. And we wanted for him to grow up in a place he would call home. Herb quit and went to work with Zales Jewelers, where he managed a store for over 25 years. When he retired from Zales, he worked part-time at Moody's in Utica Square.
And you worked?
And I worked for Brooks Brothers. Prior to that, I spent 11 years teaching preschoolers. I was director of Temple Israel Preschool. When my daughter, who was born in Tulsa, turned 3 years old, I was doing that, working with young children, and then I wanted to do something else, went into retail, which I learned from my parents in that little shop in Germany.
I just want to ask you some overall reflective
questions. I hope I'm not talking too much.
You're not. Oh, this is terribly interesting.